Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, Prince William and Kate Middleton are going to be married. They're getting engaged now. They're going to be married next spring or summer in London. There is a statement out of Buckingham Palace. Queen Elizabeth said she is absolutely delighted for her grandson and his bride-to-be.
The United States was founded on July 4th, 1776, in resistance to the hegemonic, despotic, tyrannical rule of King George III and the abuse against the colonies. And most of the British Parliament was against going to war with their fellow Englishmen because the king was unpopular there as well. It was known that he was a German king, his father being brought over to rule England. These people could barely speak English. Nothing against Germans, but you don't see me going over to Germany to rule them. The very essence of July 4th and 1776 is resistance to the disgusting House of Windsor. They didn't get that name until around World War I, because before that they were known as the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. Notice that we hear their names. Prince William. You never hear his last name, do you? The slave public, many of them in England, who support these people, don't even know their last names because they don't want you knowing their last names. Three times in the last 3 years, the Parliament in Canada hasn't done what the Queen of England wants, so she suspended them, shut down the Parliament. Happened in the late 70s in Australia. This is a tyrannical group pushing eugenics, population reduction, all the carbon taxes. Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, another German royal prince, is a supporter of eugenics. His cousin, who was the prince married to the Queen of the Netherlands, an admitted Nazi, an admitted eugenicist. The point is, these are the most filthy, degenerate people you can imagine. She owns more than half of Canada, more than half the land in England, and then she's paid by the government for her palaces and all the rest of it. It's disgusting. And to watch U.S. television fawning, Fox, CNN, CBS, all of them, oh, it's so wonderful. No one in America can wait until next week, the way they're hyping it.
1 week until the royal wedding. This is exciting stuff. I mean, it's hard to, I mean, the energy is just palpable.
Some couples get married, they're just hoping that some bank will be nice enough to give them a mortgage.
Yeah.
These folks have a number of palaces to pick from.
NBC News is launching a free royal wedding app for the iPad.
This is truly a love story that captures everybody's attention.
This goes back to Edward Bernays 100 years ago saying, look, to make politicians and royalty popular, we'll have Hollywood stars come to banquets and events with them. We'll have music stars. We'll have other people go there to basically make these elites be seen as celebrities themselves. You know why America was founded? Because under the imperial royal system in Europe and England, if you weren't part of the inside group who had basically the patronage of the crown, where they gave you land, houses, jobs, you couldn't even get a license to be a carpenter, a license to be a blacksmith, a license to brew beer, unless their local lords gave you the authorization. So it wasn't just that you had to pay outrageous taxes. You had to get their permission to even have a job, to have a profession. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the essence of globalism, is big mega corporations, many of which are owned and controlled by the German royal family that runs England and, of course, the Netherlands. The whole system they've set up and they promote is about this new global corporate system worldwide that, through government power, shuts down their competition and transfers the people's wealth through taxes to the offshore cartels. These people are parasites. They're disgusting. They're filthy. And if we want to reclaim the spirit of 1776, we should realize how abhorrent monarchy is in all of its forms. And that includes the UN and the new royalty under the unelected EU bureaucratic system, where over 80% of England's laws, even though they're not part of the EU, are made by EU bureaucrats. Please, everyone, remember the spirit of 1776. I know a lot of folks in England are saying they're going to go out and protest it. First, the government said you've got the day off.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the 28th day of April, 2011, and we're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Obviously, the dollar is continuing its accelerated plunge. We have Obama releasing his supposed long-form birth certificate yesterday, and the anomalies and questions have only intensified. Japan is reporting even higher levels, now almost 6 weeks in, of radiation coming out of Fukushima, and the story is basically not even in the news anymore. Continued clouds of radioactivity are coming across the Pacific, over North America, and different radioactive isotope levels are building up and increasing, and the feds have nothing to say about it. State governments are continuing to report higher and higher levels in food and milk, in the produce and the milk particularly, building up in the soils and then being transferred to the plants, and then the grass being eaten by the cows and then precipitating out in the milk. We're going to be going over all of it today. But first, I want to just briefly, and we'll open the phones up and get your take on this as well, get into the Obama birth certificate. I was about to walk out of the office at about 6 p.m. last night, and Rob Dew, who's a video guy and also a Photoshop, does other graphics, motion, he came over and he said, look at this. He said, a lot of Photoshop sites, a lot of big sites are pointing out this is in layers. And he said, that's not the issue, because when you put it into Illustrator, it automatically will separate the text out if you want. And they know all the technicals, and they explained it to me. We've got some other Photoshop people here who looked at it and said, yeah, normally if you put it in Illustrator, it would remove the text out. But this has multiple layers and boxes around areas inside of the text. And if you look at the letters, it isn't even a good forgery, it looks like, because it's written with a typewriter, but then there are other areas where it's a completely different font and two or three times darker, completely black, and then the other areas are more gray. And there's also areas where the signatures and things go over the green hash background of the long-form certificate. In fact, we'll put that certificate, the new long-form certificate, on screen for folks, and we'll blow it up a little bit. But you can see that green square pattern that it has in the background, similar to many long-form birth certificates around the country that are either light mint green or light blue. Mine in Dallas was a light blue, where I was born in 1974, and it also had the seal on it and my feet marks. But the issue it also is, they told us for over 2 years, this didn't exist. They said that the little printout that was basically a government receipt for one, proof of birth, you go to the Bureau of National Statistics, Vital Statistics, you can get the original if you didn't have the copy from birth, if you lost it. But if you go to your county health department, they will give you a printout that just logs into the computer system with the feds, and then they say, yes, we've got a birth certificate under this name. So the form we've got on screen that's part of the long form is reported to have not existed for years. This didn't exist. You were a conspiracy theorist to say that what they'd earlier released was just a computer printout and not a birth certificate. But now they're releasing this and saying, okay, this is the long form. And there's a lot of issues. They say his father's race is African. That was not on birth certificates in the 60s. That's been looked into. You've also, we'll put it back on screen again, you have what looks like a photo or a scan of it, but then part of it is cut off. Looks like it's almost a photo if you look on the left-hand side or right-hand side, depending on how you're looking at the image. It curves off, looking more like a photo and not a scan. And then they went ahead and put the same hash mark design that's on the background of the supposed paper around it, which is even more bizarre. And just looking at it on screen, some of the hash marks or the pattern design goes over the edge of the photo or scan and hangs over. If you look where it says State of Hawaii and then says H-A, if you look at that, you can see what appears that the hash mark or the pattern is going over the edge. And then, again, our Photoshop people have looked at this. There's so many anomalies that it makes your head spin. Now, we went and shot a video last night, and we got it out as quickly as we could because Dude had to go home by 9. And we did add the point in the video that we shot that we put other things on screen, other documents, including old documents, and did the function to remove the text, and it came off in one layer. And I'm going to do another video today where we do this with other birth certificates that are online, and we're going to compare it. And it didn't show 2, 3, 4, 5 layers. There's a whole bunch of different layers, but that itself isn't the main meat of the matter. If you watch the video that we've put out that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it's titled Video, Proof Obama Birth Certificate of Fraud. And we just show a few of these anomalies. A lot of other sites, literally hundreds and hundreds of them, have dug in even deeper that, well, you can just look at it. One letter in a word will be a lot darker and even a different font, not even close to the rest of the word. And then, lo and behold, in the layers, you can see where all the letters that don't look right and the numbers that don't look right, they're in their own letter. And then you could say, well, that's just the scanner recognizing that it's a different layer or that it's a different color. Absolutely. That's the point. The computer looks at this, and I'm not talking about one area that's typed in and then another word that's typed in, you know, by a different typewriter. I'm talking about the words that are congruent have letters added at the front, the middle, the back. The signatures are in different layers. So what's happening is the computer in the Illustrator program is recognizing all of this and pulling it out separately. But then when you, and then I could say, well, that's just the computer doing that. And Dude made this point, but he cut a 22-minute video down to 8 minutes. And so a lot of you experts are on there going, no, you know, I'm an expert. We got a bunch of experts in our office. They all concur. It's the letters. It's the numbers. They've been changed. Yes, in Illustrator and other programs, it will separate things out. This is different. Because the letters aren't even the same. And so we'll do a more detailed video on this and have it as a video response and a link posted later today under the current video, Video Proof Obama Birth Certificate of Fraud. In fact, we might even just take the video that I, right now while I've been talking about this and then Duke can capture video while he's got it in Illustrator and show you all of this and also show you many of the other sites, even mainline sites, that are into Photoshop and study Photoshop. They're all saying the same thing. I'm trying to think of a explanation of where this could be a real birth certificate. Remember, 2.5 years ago, I had Tarpley on, I had Berg on, and I was noncommittal, and I said, I don't know where he was really born. I know they're covering up his background. They should release it, but I don't know. Then in the last few years, more evidence came out about the Barry Sotero, and then major papers said, well, that was his name. He did change his name. And then it begs the the issue of, well, did he give up his citizenship? And clearly he had to be adopted under Indonesian law. And he was known in college as Barry. And so much of that is suppressed. So something's going on. But is this just a political football issue? Because they don't want you looking at the plunging dollar. They don't want you looking at the Fukushima. They don't want you looking at all the new wars. They don't want you looking at all the corruption. They don't want you looking at the big banks and General Electric and others paying no taxes. A lot of news on that today. Because people think, well, why would Obama not release this and build up this controversy and then discredit himself? Because he's designed to be politically destroyed. Just like George W. Bush was. And then they resuscitate him, they rehab him, they build him back up later. They're front men meant to play the part of the buck stops here. And then meanwhile, it comes in, you know, turns into this whole spectacle of how they're actually running things and not the big financial interests that have hijacked this country and written the tax laws and trade laws where they're exempt from the taxes, exempt from the tariffs and trade, and then anybody who's domestic is paying on average over 60% in one form of taxes or another, the middle class that's disappearing and being made poor. And then the poor people are becoming even more poor, many of them, and being turned into a political weapon. At least they're attempting this to sic large portions of the poor against the middle class, saying wealth transfer, clash of different socioeconomic groups, class warfare, that's going to put food on your table. And class warfare is always used by the mega elites to get rid of their competition. And again, I talked about this last week. I talked about it Monday. I've got to shoot a video sometime this week or a special report dealing with the fact we are winning. Last night, I listened to a ton of talk radio and a ton of television. Again, I listen to TV. I don't really watch it. And getting addicted to the XM because I can just flip around on the TV stations listening without having to watch them. And all the teleprompters and the sycophantic behavior. And more it's coming out, hey, the mega elite are exempt, and they actually get corporate welfare, and they're actually trying to destroy the middle class. A lot of mainline conservatives, libertarians, even liberals are starting to get this because the pain is intensifying financially. And that has a way of getting folks to grow up, investigate, and really find out what's going on. Not just this rich people bad, poor people good, or poor people bad, rich people good. No, it's a wide, complex spectrum, and folks are really starting to get that. A lot of other news coming up. Miss USA sexually molested, up on Drudge since yesterday from Infowars.com. I've heard folks defending what happened to her. We're going to break it down.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. And last night and this morning, it's now rolled up the front page. DrudgeReport.com was linked to Kurt Nimmo's report. New Obama birth certificate is a forgery. Now, this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And to be clear, National Review, AP, all of them have reported on that the president's long-form birth certificate, the purported birth certificate, was released in layers, just like in Photoshop or Illustrator. Okay, and we go over that in our video and our articles, but that's not the main focus. The issue is, by it being in layers, the computer recognizes different fonts and different text that have been manipulated. And this isn't even hard to recognize. If you watch the video that Rob Dew and I put together last night, yes, we talk about it being in layers. But the main issue that we focus on is, and we show close-ups of it, is that when you go through the layers, applying the different layers, you see all the areas that have been changed. But you don't even need the computer to do it. You can look and see where they'll have a word, and then it gets a lot darker and is a totally different font. So something really crazy is going on here, and I don't know why they wouldn't produce a better fake if they were. Or I don't know if when they were scanning it, can computers overwrite letters and words? I've talked to our Photoshop people, and they say no. So, of course, our video is being attacked in the comments and attacked on YouTube and other places, and literally hundreds and hundreds of other sites, to be conservative, are out there pointing out the same thing, including a lot of big Photoshop sites. They're saying, look at these letters, look at these words. This isn't even the same font. There are ones that are digital ones. I mean, it doesn't even look the same. There are letters that are different. In fact, in my video, the 8-minute video we put together, proof, Obama birth certificate of forgery, Perhaps we should put that video up on screen and fast forward it for viewers. Radio listeners can go watch it, and we show some examples. But if you just put the birth certificate for yourself on your own computer from whitehouse.gov and look at all the letters and words that are different fonts, different shades of dark, and then you put it into Illustrator, you'll notice all the ones that stand out and don't look right, those are the ones that are in different layers. So whether they did this in different layers when they made it or whether the computer is just recognizing different fonts and shades, that's the issue, is that this thing is really a conundrum, because it's hard to believe, and we'll put the birth certificate back on screen, that the system would put something out this fraudulent, this shoddy. It really makes the head spin. And so many of the words. In fact, blow it up there in the lower middle kind of 6 o'clock area, where it says none. Look at none, right above the signature where it says Obama, right there. Where it says none, the E, and we've blown it up to full screen here in the office, is a different font clearly and is about 3 times darker. On the computer vector scope, it is pure black. The blacks are as high as they get. And that's a TV term for a vector scope or a color scope. It is pure black, total black. Now, N-O-N is barely even readable in a different font. And I've got some of our Photoshop people standing in there in the studio. Maybe I should try to get them in here and get them on air to talk about this. Or perhaps I should open the phones up. In fact, let me just open the phones up now. And then after I cover some of the other incredibly important news, we'll take some phone calls from Photoshop people, from document experts. But this would be like if somebody gave you a $100 bill and you're a movie theater ticket teller, and or you're at the concession stand selling popcorn, and they give you a $100 bill, and you look at it, and you look at the letters, and you know what 100 looks like, and some of them are smudged, some of them are more bold, some of them are different fonts, you'd go, is this a real $100 bill? I mean, it's really just that. I'm no Photoshop person. I'm no Illustrator person. I can just look at this and go, look at that. And then you've got some of the signatures going over the green background designs. Again, this is very, very bizarre. And I'd say 99% chance it's been altered and messed with, very squirrely.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Now, I want to hear from Photoshop people, Illustrator experts on that particular program. We're wondering if the only way this could not be a forgery is they have some scanners that when they scan, if things aren't readable for the visually impaired, sometimes they have programs that will overwrite things that are too faint to read if that setting was basically on. So that perhaps, we've got to dig more into it, could be how this birth certificate's real, but then it overwrote some of the words so that it could be read. But regardless, this thing has been altered in some way. And is it a fraud, a forgery? I think the evidence is leaning that way. And I've not been a birther. We've investigated it. We've looked at it. We've been criticized for not doing more on it. And we know his name was Barry Sotero. I mean, that's always been my big focus. And it seems like they're always putting raw meat out there to really try to get people to get obsessed with this when there's so many other things happening. But we will open the phones up specifically and only for folks that have gone and looked at this to give us your view of it. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Here are some of the headlines. New Obama birth certificate is a forgery. Kurt Nimmo. Whoopi Goldberg plays race card on birth certificate issue. Here's Paul Watson's article. Obama birth certificate number proves forgery? Question mark. And it says, despite the establishment media declaring case closed on the birther issue, this is another area, the release of what purports to be Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate, which they said didn't exist and there was no such thing. Remember that? Remember that? It was only the receipt. Has only caused a firestorm of new suspicion amongst Americans, with the document only serving to confirm unexplained anomalies such as why Obama's birth certificate number is higher than that of people born after him at the same hospital. And that's a whole other area. And why is the Kenya spelled different than what it's spelled today? They changed the spelling after it was no longer a British protectorate. And now they've got polls out, different regional polls, national polls. They vary, but all of them I've seen, over 55% of the American people believe that this is a forgery. In early reaction, is anything to go by, the deluge of editorials and outlets like the Washington Post, the New York Times, claiming the birther movement is dead, are completely off the mark. A poll taken by the Colorado Springs Gazette shows 55% believe the birth certificate is probably forged and only 31% believing it's genuine. I'm sick of it. I want to go after Obama on his issues. We're going to do some of that here in a moment. But still, he's a puppet at the end of the day. But Kurt Nimmo's worked at TV stations and newspapers for decades. He's a great Photoshop guy. He knows all the programs. He said, look at these letters. Look at these numbers. These are different. These are different fonts. We blew it up on a big screen computer. And there it was. My other Photoshop folks say, something's wrong with this. I don't know, but more and more we're thinking, we're looking into it, that it may have been a scanner they use with a setting that went into stuff that was faded out or hard to read, and basically there are settings in some scanners, and they're in there ferreting it out right now, that could overwrite so that it could be read. But still then, why would they put that out knowing that that would heighten the debate and the issue? Okay. So we've got a lot of different views and ideas at InfoWars.com. This has been altered. Do you call that a forgery? Is our headline right, saying it's 100% a forgery, or it looks like a forgery? Am I right in the video saying this is a forgery? Looking at it, that's what I believe. But it becomes one of those soap opera type events that just basically go on and on and on and on. My sinuses have been really totally, not even clogged up, just swollen the last week. So I have to keep clearing my, like someone snorkeling who goes down over 10 feet. I've got to keep clearing my middle ear to even be able to hear. That's why time to time I've been trying to clear my sinuses. Woo! Continuing here. I want to hear from you on this. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us, and we'll get your take on it. Tim, Jamie, and others that are patiently holding. Again, I want to specifically hear from people that work in Photoshop, people that work in Illustrator, the people that understand scanners. What are you seeing? What are you thinking? 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Now, here's all the other news being distracted by the big birth certificate ongoing controversy and debate. CNBC, the Fed will make sure Obama wins in 2012, strategist. Lawmaker attempts to hide from angry taxpayers. We've got reports of that, where the politicians are hiding out because the public is getting so angry at the state and federal level. Also, Oklahoma Senate okays bill targeting illegal immigrants. And we'll be going over that report. Continuing here with the big stack of financial news, more people applied for unemployment benefits More people requested unemployment benefits last week, the second increase in 3 weeks. Economic growth slow as inflation measure spikes up, but we've seen Bernanke in meeting after meeting in the House Banking and Senate Banking Committee saying there's no problem with inflation, no problem in the future with inflation because of quantitative easing. That means monetizing debt or turning up the digital printing presses. Now he's reversing himself, saying, oh, yes, inflation is going to be an issue because the head of Walmart, the head of McDonald's, and countless others are pointing out they've got to raise prices. There's a headline today out that Walmart customers running out of money. Walmart's complaining about seeing their sales go down. I mean, it's on. So they've gone from denying that we were in a recession and now a depression to more and more having to admit what's happening. Here's another one out of the Wall Street Journal. Dollar loses more ground. The dollar dropped after economic indicators pointed to a dismal U.S. unemployment picture and slowing economic growth. First time claims for unemployment benefits jumped 25,000 to 429,000, indicating employers might have recently slowed their hiring recently. Economists were expecting claims to fall to 395,000. At the same time, gross domestic product rose a modest 1.8%, and that's with all that money going out into the economy. Now, here's a Bloomberg report. Stocks fall, dollar weakens as U.S. GDP growth slows. Gold reaches another record high of $1,534.05. Copper also rose 0.7%. Continuing, London Guardian reports gold hits fresh highs as U.S. dollar falls to three-year low. Continuing, push for Pentagon cuts tops Panetta's agenda. President Barack Obama's choice of expert budget cutter Leon Panetta to lead the Defense Department is a clear signal. The White House perceives the nation's deficit crisis, not the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as its toughest challenge. And then a bizarre video statement that we've got linked up on Bloomberg. The American Dream blog wrote about it. We've got it up at Infowars.com. If you are against raising the debt ceiling, you are part of Al-Qaeda. We have a link to that full video interview. We're trying to grab it right now and just grab the specific clip out of the full interview. We'll have that later in the transmission. But here's the quote by O'Neill, the former Bush Treasury Secretary. And here's the quote. O'Neill actually made the following statement. The people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our own version of Al-Qaeda terrorists. Really, he goes on, they're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress who are loony and who put our credit at risk. Let me read that quote again. The people, they're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress who are loony who would put our credit at risk. So he basically stumbles over, looks like he's implying we should round them up because they're loony in Congress and don't want to raise the debt ceiling. So you've got this insider banker who helped get rid of Glass-Steagall and helped continue that along and who helped the banker bailouts, making a bizarre statement about, but let me just read the quote again. The people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our version of Al-Qaeda. Really? They're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress who were loony, who put our credit at risk. I mean, take that for what it says. That we have the video. Let's just play it and you make what you can out of it. But remember what they said a month ago with the Bernard von Nothaus, statement. That the prosecutor, after he was convicted, and it looks like he's going to be sentenced to 15 years, that's what they're shooting for 13 years putting out the Liberty currency that's silver and gold and openly speaks out against the Federal Reserve, does not masquerade as Federal Reserve notes, it's silver and gold. The prosecutor said he is a, what's the exact quote effect? Guys, will you print me the AP? It's going to pop in my head in a minute. Liberty dollar. Head convicted, I believe was the headline. And then they have several bizarre quotes. They said, we will infiltrate these groups. These people are terrorists undermining our country and undermining our currency. He is a unique type of terrorist. That was the exact quote. He is a unique type of terrorist, and we will infiltrate these groups. We will take them down. We will stop them. And so now we have this bizarre statement about how you're a form of Al-Qaeda if you don't want to go deeper into debt to the globalist bankers. And if you don't want to raise taxes, you just sit down and shut up or you're a terrorist. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
And, you know, I think the people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our version of Al-Qaeda terrorists. They're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress mm-hmm. who are loony, who would put our credit at risk.
So Boehner not ruling out that any kind of debate over lifting the debt ceiling, wrapping that into the budget debate, is seriously a threat. You think he's dangerous?
Okay, back that up.
Because there's a...
Back that up. I want to play that clip one more time, because now, not just reading the text of it, but hearing him, it becomes clear. He's saying they, by demanding to cut this, are basically pressuring us as if it's their fault, what he's saying. They're threatening to make us round them up. I mean, what do you make of that statement? I mean, he's saying they're our own type of domestic Al-Qaeda. That's clear. And then he goes on to say they're threatening to have to round up these loonies, these members of Congress who are loony. Let's go ahead and play it again.
Congress needs to be responsible and adult and take action on the debt ceiling. And, you know, I think the people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our version of Al-Qaeda terrorists. They're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress mm-hmm. who are loony, who would put our credit at risk.
So Boehner not ruling out that any kind of debate over lifting the debt ceiling, wrapping that into the budget debate, is seriously a threat. You think he's dangerous?
I do.
Wow.
Because there's a chance, you know, if you just look at some of the things that people say, well, we'll still have enough money to pay the interest on our debt, is beside the point.
See, these globalists are masters. So watching that for the third time now, that is clearly a threat. That is clearly a threat. And these lawyers are masters at twisting it all in together and saying they're threatening to have to round them up because they're loony. And she says, oh, so they are a threat. Boehner is a threat. And he's like, yes. So see, and he goes on, I've got the text here, that everything is anyone's fault who wants to cut taxes, anyone who wants to not raise the debt ceiling. And they keep raising it and raising it and raising it and raising it and raising it. And the Republicans, with the Democrats, only cut $38 billion. $38 billion, ladies and gentlemen, is chicken feed. There are hundreds and hundreds, depending on how you break it down, of trillions of dollars of things that we've signed on to, quote, obligations. Oh, sure, it's $14.3 trillion that's currently owed. And then the deficit by a couple trillion every year gets piled on. And Obama spent more than all presidents before him combined in just 2 years. I mean, those numbers are all real. And you've seen them out there. You can pull them up. People say it's Obama. It was Republicans went along with getting rid of Glass-Steagall. And we've played the speeches here where Obama says, you know, we've got to get rid of fractional reserves requirements completely. You know, previously, it was 8 times whatever money you had in the bank you could loan out, then 10 times, then 50, 100, 200, 300. Some of these banks are over 500 times leveraged. Now, they're too big to fail, so we've been told. And so we're signed on to all this debt. And they're telling us that we've got to pay it. It's impossible to pay it. And people get confused. They say, well, Alex, are you saying throw all the welfare moms off or get rid of the unions or cut Social Security? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm also pointing out that has made people dependent. You notice now that they're, through inflation and other things, cutting back what you're getting. This was all about domesticating us. And there are some poor people who do need help. But what if you're broke? My point is, though, that is all a sideshow compared to the system itself of the Federal Reserve. And to try to oversimplify blue-collar, working-class, people below them, poor folks, people in poverty, it's a wide spectrum of people who, because of disabilities or because of prison, can't get jobs, or because of mental illness, or because they come from long histories of dependent, poverty-stricken people on the dole who are you know, weigh 500 pounds and get 6 or 7 welfare checks. I mean, it runs the gamut. And my point is, those tens of millions of people out there who are welfare queens, who are part of that, you know, really dangerous spectrum of people, not folks that occasionally have gotten some help or gotten a student loan or been on welfare for a while they were getting over an illness. That's one thing. But the people that are 100% dependent historically on the system, as it begins to go into meltdown bankruptcy, what are they going to do? Some estimates are there's 50-something million of these people. We know there's now 45 million on food stamps and growing. You know, what percentage of those are going to riot and burn down major cities as this situation unfolds? And then you got to understand the ultra rich are going to use those folks as a threat against the middle class to raise taxes.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Coming up at 8 after, if we take a few calls, I've got Mark Dice joining us, author of Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And we're going to talk about the birth certificate. We're going to talk about the plunging economy, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, all the different spying, the government internet ID. Now we're learning Microsoft-based phones are keeping data. I told you, folks, it's in the Telecommunications Act of 96 that by October 1st, 2001, all phones have the satellite tracking triangulation through the cell towers. And so now we learn that it's basically every phone provider out there. But the Drudge Report has a link up on it to BuzzFeed.com. It's over on the left-hand lower area. We'll put a link to this up on InfoWars as well. Top 20 conspiracy theories that have already sprung up around President Obama's birth certificate. And they're calling them conspiracy theories, but they've done a good job, actually, pointing out many of the anomalies that we noticed last night and came out and said, something's wrong with this thing. It's a forgery, it's a fraud, or they've scrambled it somehow. And this is from the White House's own website. It says the pattern background is too seamless for a document kept in a bound volume. I don't think that's the strongest point to lead with. The date accepted is 4 days later than the date of birth. And that's what it appears to say there. I hadn't even noticed that. Smudges in the box next to the name of attendant. And that's certainly there. MD, who signed the document, conveniently died 8 years ago. See, I wouldn't even point stuff like that out. That's not conclusive. Two mysterious X's above twin and triplet. Yeah, there's just, it's like it's designed to make you think it's fake. That's what I said in the video we put out last night. Continuing here, unexplained 8991 on document's right side. The biggest one is that it's a number, as Paul Watson has written, that doesn't match up in the sequential order of dates compared to those issued at the hospital that are known to be birth certificates from that hospital and the date. The department 6110641, that's out of date. Continues, 41 at the right of document looks suspicious. That's what I'm saying. It's not the same font. It's in a different layer. The computer shows. Whether that was done intentionally or it's so different that when you put it into Illustrator, it sees it as a different layer. Birth certificate of someone born at the same hospital a day later has a lower number. That's the point Watson points out. There is no official seal. All the others from Hawaii at the same time have that. That's been pointed out by newspapers. Still says certificate of live birth, meaning that it's the certificate, not the original long form. Instead of African under the father's race, colored or Negro would have been used in 61. We've checked into that. That's a fact. And they've got Donald Trump's head there as if it's a joke. I mean, Donald Trump's saying, hey, I just want to make sure this is real. I mean, how much has government lied to us in the past? They said that the last birth certificate they put out was the only one and that that was the original when we knew it wasn't. It was just the receipt. See, that's what I'm saying about how much they lie to us. And they got an image of Lee Harvey Oswald there making it a joke. No footprint. And they put the Mona Lisa in there. And then no birth weight, flying saucer. So basically, they go through a bunch of serious stuff and then they just turn it into a joke by the end of it. Under the hour of birth, the M and the PM is in a different font. Well, that's true. So why is it a joke? Address for Obama's childhood home is the middle of a highway. Hawaii's governor until recently claimed there was no birth certificate. Well, that's true. 20, obviously photoshopped. And there you go, folks. So,
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Mark Dice joining us coming up in the next segment to cover a cornucopia of issues. Tim in Kentucky, graphic artist, looking at the new Obama long-form birth certificate. I mean, it is in different fonts, and I think that's something we need to... It's in our articles, but it should probably be the headlines. That smoking gun, some of these fonts are different, and that wouldn't... In the same words. What's your view on this, Tim?
Well, it's not really the fonts that are in question, because this is such a low-res, shoddily created document. It's how it was constructed and not really what the written word is or the contents. It's the fact that every single aspect in this document is fake, and it's all low-res. It's done very amateurish, and also the fact that the White House has released this and actually are pawning this off as a real document.
Well, let me ask you a question. You have the green background, supposedly to stop counterfeiting or whatever, and they went ahead and boxed the document in with more of the same pattern, and then it doesn't even line up, and in one area it hangs over. It's like they wanted it to look fake and then to make fun of us that can see reality.
Well, see, the whole thing about that background, I'll start out with that background. The background is a low-res, highly compressed JPEG. They got it from somewhere, and when you take a low-res image and you increase the resolution, especially on a JPEG, it has compression. You can do a quality. Your Photoshop guys should know this, that you can go anywhere from a 1 up to a 10, which is the highest quality. But the more you compress it, you get these little remnant artifacts.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you zoom in tight on this, you will see these.
No, they're everywhere. And if it's an original scan, it should be pretty high res. But it's not saying that they shrunk the res. That could have happened. Instead, you're saying the original was small. They blew it up. Yes, we've noticed that.
Yeah, it's extremely lazy on their part. And also, if this is a scanned document and it was highly compressed, every aspect of the whole document will have these rendering artifacts, including the text.
Oh, I forgot. That's why looking at it, we were all freaking out last night. We kind of just rushed out, with a basic report, is that the artifacts are different sizes and different patterns. That's how when Wired Magazine came out and said that the Intel Center's logo was in the same layer as the Al-Qaeda logo, because he could see that the rendering artifacts were in the same pattern. That's right. We've had it blown up, and it's all different sizes and different shapes of compression, showing all sorts of photoshopping. That's what you're saying is the key here, correct?
Yes, I can. I've been doing graphic arts for 20 years. I can tell you every single aspect of this document, top to bottom. I can tell you why it's doing what it is, why the outlines are around it, the shadow glows, which shouldn't be there either, because if this is a watermarked document, you should see it right up to the edge of any of the written content or printed stuff. Because when a form is made, it's just a blank form, and then you fill it in, and it should be with a typewriter.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you take their res, because everything you're saying is what my guys have confirmed. Why don't you point out areas of it, and with different shots of it, kind of like that website earlier did, but they made a joke out of it, and show the different areas and blow it up yourself and send that to us. Then we'll, of course, check what you've done and compare it to our own system. But I'd like to do an article on that to really show people. But you're right. It's different compression fields everywhere. You can see the different areas that have been manipulated. Some areas don't have the compression artifacts or distortion. Others do, showing it's been just absolutely gone over.
Yeah, and for example, if you just zoom in on like Ann Dunham Obama's name or Barack or Stanley or the dates, you'll notice that a lot of numbers are there, and you're saying that it's black, but in actuality, there's four shades of green in all these overlays. What these are bitmap, transparent bitmap overlays. And when you have your monitor, your guys need to tweak their monitor settings with their contrast and brightness. I do it because I'm a graphic artist, and I need to discern between forest green, navy, and black. And if my monitor's off, I'll think it's all black.
No, absolutely. It's incredible. Well, we need to do more research on this. Clearly something's going on. This thing's a forgery. We just don't know exactly why.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dice, political activist, media researcher, author, is going to be with us for the balance of the hour to talk about a host of issues and his new book available at Infowars.com, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And this is for people that know about 1984, but they read the book, they see all the parallels and how in many ways we've surpassed it. And I go back to our article, July 20th, 2007, Paul Joseph Watson, iPhone, a Trojan horse for government surveillance, backdoor spyware module allows state corporations and hackers to listen in, to dial in and listen to you and track your location. There we are, July 20th, 2007, Infowars.com. But I've been telling you since 1996, not because I'm smart, but because it was in the Telecommunications Act, that they gave the phone companies and the manufacturers of phones 5 years until October 1st, 2001, pull up the articles, you know, new phone, new surveillance rules go into law today from back on October 1st, 2001. And it said they can dial in and turn your phone on even when it's off. It looks like it's still off. Listen to you. The OnStar is the same way. They can track everywhere you're going. And now it's out today. Oh, it's not just Google and iPhone, but the Google phone and the Microsoft phone system. And they're all doing the same thing. And then Steve Jobs comes out and says, no, we're not. It's a lie, even when it's admitted. And then separately, other Apple execs go, no, it's government systems and regulations. I mean, it's how dumb do they think we are? It's like this new birth certificate. They put out for 2 years a fake receipt saying, this is it. This is a long form. This is it. We're like, no, it's not. Where's the doctor's signature? And they're like, that doesn't exist. There's no such thing as that. You're like, yeah, we've all got them. Now they go, oh, yeah, here is a long form. And it's in all these layers, but that's not even the issue. The computer recognizes all the forgeries as the layers in different fonts, 3-4 times darker. The signatures go over the green background. And you look at it in fields, and a graphic designer just pointed this out. It's one of the issues I hadn't even made, but it was the final issue for us last night when I kicked in and said, that's it, it's a forgery, was we were looking at it blown up on a big screen, high-res TV, hooked to a computer. We had it totally blown up. Had the lights off looking at it, and you could see all these different patterns of the JPEG that had artifacts. You know, when video's not high res or an image isn't, it has all that splotchy boxes. You blow it up, it's different designs. There was different boxes here, different fractals there, and then whole areas crisp where they added the new stuff. Oh, totally crisp. It was high res. It was the new stuff. I mean, it's designed for people to freak out over it, and then they just come out and say, aha, you're an idiot, you know, you're making this up, you're crazy, it's not a forgery. And Obama laughs at everybody. I think this is a psyop to get everybody fighting with each other and to actually obsess over this, but then you almost have to. But if you just obsess over whether it's a forgery or not, then it's not really waking folks up. But if you pull back and see the psyop that's going on, then it's very educational and enlightening. And I'm ranting about a bunch of issues. Mark Dice's new book, folks. We need this book. to go viral everywhere, because it needs to be read at all the high schools, the colleges. It needs to be in all the libraries. Everybody should order it as a public service and put it in the library. I know we've had libraries call and get it from us because I helped mark out with the printing of 10,000 of these, and we want to get them out there to people. And because folks need to understand that in the 50s or in the late 40s when this was written, this was seen as a police state. And now he parallels how it's happening and gone beyond. And we're going to go over some of those issues. But there's also the mind control issue of them saying there is no radiation. Obama said that a month ago. No danger in the U.S. No problem in Japan. The core exit's not a health problem. Remember his clips of that? No health problems in the Gulf. Core exit's fine. Age 52 is the average life expectancy of Exxon Valdez workers. Massive health problems, deaths in the Gulf, people breathing this stuff. He just waves a magic wand, says it's fine. DU's fine. This is how they're basically throttling us. Mark Dice, I mean, what do you think they're doing here, joining us via video Skype from Los Angeles, California? What do you think's happening with this birth certificate?
I have a few, just 2 points on the birth certificate. I think it's a psyop. I think that this is planned early on as maybe a red herring, something to create a suspicious aura around and then ultimately debunk it as a manufactured straw man. The one point that I'd like to make about all this is that if Donald Trump, I just wish Donald Trump would have been obsessed with the Bilderberg group as much as he was with the birth certificate, because this just goes to show that if we can get a person of power and influence to become interested in one of these issues of the New World Order, and the birth certificate was a small issue in the overall aspect of what it is that we're doing. But the fact that Donald Trump was able to bring this to a national and global attention shows that if we can get somebody, an opinion leader, an opinion shaper, or someone in power to look at important issues, let's look at the Bilderberg group instead of the birth certificate. Imagine if Donald Trump was creating this global media phenomenon about the Bilderberg group. So that's my own point, is if we can push an important issue into the mainstream. So let's not focus on these small issues. The birth certificate, it's interesting. There's certainly some shady things there. There's probably some, obviously some information they don't want everybody to see. But is that important in the overall scheme of things compared to the Bilderberg group, the Orwellian nightmare, these things, Apple tracking our movements? That's just the tip of the iceberg, Alex. Later on, we can get into some apps on the iPhone that are actually already listening to people. The photos, the camera in your iPhone is turned over to the applications and is being used in Orwellian ways. And maybe we should talk about what Orwellian is. You know, this audience is growing and people are at different levels of their understanding. Orwellian is a reference to George Orwell's book, 1984, where he talks about this tyrannical government, yeah, using control of information.
Turning reality upside down, confusing people, training people to accept lies. The general public obsessed with sports and lotteries and celebrity stuff instead of caring about all the tyranny.
Now, Orwell in his book 1984 is such a historical and a significant piece of literature that's why we have words like Orwellian, doublespeak, the memory hole. So what I've done with Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare, is because we're seeing this unfold, and I've been seeing this unfold myself for 15 years, I wrote all of the parallels that I could see. And it's 300 pages of them. I mean, we are living in the Orwellian nightmare when Apple can just activate my cell phone and listen to me. I'm not paranoid when I stick a piece of tape over the camera and microphone in my laptop 5 years ago. People said I was paranoid. And the government's not listening. Really? Really, they're not? Let's look at how accurate we've been. You know, I've been doing this for 5 years, 6 years, Alex. I think that's why you support me, because you know that I'm not just some idiot making YouTube videos that makes fun of people. You know, I'd like people to know that I'm actually a pretty smart guy. I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to join this fight and do all I can because I'm mad. I mean, look at this. Look what's happening.
No, exactly.
Here.
I mean, look. We knew 5-6 years ago, Google came out with a press release saying we've got apps that we turn on through the operating system or through you visiting Google that turn your microphone or camera on. But don't worry, computers are listening and getting keywords and then deciding what advertisement to superimpose on sites that you visit.
And that's 5 years ago.
And people called us nuts. Now, 2 years ago now. That's how old this is. Philadelphia comes out and says, yeah, we've handed out thousands of laptops to kids. We're watching them in the shower, in bed at home. And we saw a kid eating Skittles, so we kicked him out of school. And people said, oh, that's good. The school's watching you at home unannounced. I mean, this has already been going on.
This is Orwellian. And so if we here's my copy of George Orwell's book, 1984. And I urge everybody to read it, whether you've read it when you were a child. Read it again. Maybe you've never read it, because the parallels are so striking. Let me just pull up some random. I'm just going to turn to a random page here in this book. Here's a quote from some random page. The children, on the other hand, were systematically turned against their parents and taught to spy on them and to report on their deviations. The family had become, in effect, an extension of the thought police. This was a device by means of which everyone could be surrounded day and night by informers who knew them intimately. This is the Orwellian nightmare. This is why I'm in this fight. This is why I wrote Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare, because page after page of this fictional book is now becoming real. The science fiction tyrannical government elements, the science fiction technology is not just around the corner, it's here.
And they're using it as a handbook of control, because Eric Blair, aka pen name George Orwell, had worked at every level of the imperial system, the communist system, and the media BBC system. And he wrote essays, for those that haven't read them, they're also in books, nonfiction, where he said, this is what I believe is going to happen. And then Huxley came out in 62 before he died and said, no, it's a mixture of 1984 and Brave New World. It's going to be the drugging and the brainwashing, and folks are going to love their servitude. The stormtroopers are in the background for the few that actually wake up. But expanding on that, now I heard local talk radio this morning saying Miss America should enjoy them putting their hand in her pants and actually touching her privates. And then she's on record. They actually stuck the hand in the pants and touched her. And then I heard him say, go on and basically talk about how it's good that kids are reporting on their parents' guns, because some kid brought a gun to school. They're saying it's the parents' fault. The point is, they use that to say guns should be illegal. I mean, more and more, they just take things that even the dumbest person 20 years ago would know was tyranny and scary, and they're saying it's like mother's milk. I mean, they're really pushing it on us.
I try not to be an arrogant, self-centered jerk, because I think I'm fairly intelligent, and I'm noticing people in the public just every day are getting dumber and dumber and dumber. And that's why I'm in this fight. That's why your audience is in this fight, because we care. We are trying to restore the republic. Let me draw some of the main source of this Orwellian nightmare is the fear, the terrorist-based fear. As you know,
stay there. Stay there. Let's go to the heart of the pillar for the New World Order, the book. Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True. We hope that you get the book, get it out to people, and also support Mark Dyche and my work as well. Get it at InfoWars.com today. Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Stay with us. Coming up in a couple hours, Kurt Nemo has got another article coming out proving that all these varying digital artifacts show that photoshopping, massive alterations have been done to whatever this birth certificate is. Okay, that's a big deal. And they did it where it's very obvious, and I agree with Mark Dyche, it's meant to be a psyop. But we're going to expand with the added dimension of the fact that it is a psyop. That's going to be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because the fight's on. Drudge has had us double-linked with our TSA molesting Miss America, and we're going to be going over that a little bit later, and then also our report dealing with the forgery. Now, I guess, to be balanced, he's kind of linked to some of the others that are resisting that and saying it's not true. But the point is, this is serious, and we're in the fight, and we're going to show the full spectrum of how this is a fraud. Talking to Mark Dyche, joining us via video Skype from his home in Los Angeles. The book is Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, $14.95, absolute page-turner, so much information, the full spectrum of the Big Brother Nightmare, Orwellian Nightmare Coming True. You can also get it with American Conspiracies, or you can get it with Jesse Ventura's 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, and then get one of my best-selling DVD films, or the films I've produced, absolutely free with it. But again, support alternative information and media and warn everyone you know. So before I went to break, Mark, you were getting to the heart of it, how they use the fake terror, the threat of the outsider as the pretext to bring in tyranny and oppression in the name of keeping us safe.
This is the heart of the issue, the source of really one of the sources of their power. So let's draw this major parallel between the storyline in 1984 and what we're experiencing in our world today. The bad guy in 1984 was a guy named Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the man behind all terrorist activities, fighting the government and fighting the party. And you come to learn that he might not even be alive anymore, and he's a fictional, perpetual creation of the government, and he's the face of all terrorism. Any disrespect against the government is because of him and his teachings and his secretive network. Similar, practically identical to what we have with Osama bin Laden today, who's, in my opinion, been dead for many, many years now. He is the fictional, now perpetual Osama bin Elvis boogeyman, who's most likely been dead for years. But this is the establishment, the military, over the last 10 years since the 9/11 attacks have happened, has yet to admit this because they need him to point as the face of fear. He is the sole mastermind behind all terrorism. And if the government were to admit that he's probably died of natural causes years ago, it would seem like a victory. And the war on terrorism maybe wouldn't need to continue. But the fact that he's out there hiding in the caves and releasing videotapes, supposedly.
It's exactly the same in 1984. Emmanuel Goldstein with the turban, with the beard, doing the exact same thing from a cave.
Yeah, he is this supposed mastermind. I mean, I guess Osama bin Laden was probably behind a liquor store robbery, you know, downtown last night. I mean, it's once you start to understand this, it becomes very clear.
Well, it's incredible. The book's almost like prophecy. He talks about no one, you know, knows where Emmanuel is. Is he in the sewers? He's almost omnipresent. We've got to give all our rights up, though. And then he starts questioning, who's launching these rocket bombs against us? More and more, he understands it's Big Brother itself to keep the fear up.
Yeah, Winston Smith, the main character in the book, his girlfriend, Julia, starts to talk out loud whether the bombs being dropped on London are from the government themselves to perpetuate the fear. Now, again, this is what George Orwell wrote in 1949. And I don't like to draw parallels between fiction and what's going on in our current world. But we have to with 1984 because his book was so significant. And he predicted to a T what is happening today. And it's a way for all of us to articulate and understand what is happening. And I know that your audience is in different levels of their understanding. And that's why I want to urge people and ask them to buy my book, because you can sit at your computer like I have for the last 6 years. I've been sitting and researching and you know, I have major back problems and I've been seeing a chiropractor from sitting. And so get away from your computer, you know, get a book. And get away, get out, and go sit outside in a chair and get some sun and educate yourself. Just step back. That's what I
like. Well, Mark,
I
like what you said at the beginning of the interview, that you're angry. You've got a beef. You don't want these con artists to win. You're tired of seeing them get away with this ridiculous corruption that's so brazen, it's clearly Orwellian, and they're using this book as a template for what they're doing. And by the way, again, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, he went on and said, no, my book written in 32 about genetic engineering, drugging the public, this is what we actually plan to do. And his brother, of course, later headed up the UN UNESCO program. By the way, Mark Dice is in San Diego. The guys went out there to interview him a year ago for one of the films, and we just see the whole area is L.A. All of California is L.A. Mark Dice is our guest. I want to get into the way the system rolls this stuff out in a ubiquitous way where it's engineered into everything, and face scanning cameras are up and license plate readers. And I'd tell people about license plate readers 15 years ago from trade publications I was reading, and folks would laugh at me. But then as soon as it's admitted, they go, okay, big deal. Schools are watching kids at home in California and Pennsylvania. Okay, the government's tracking everything I do. Okay, Apple's doing it. Okay, Google's doing it. Microsoft phones are doing it. The point is, it's all there, and even the mainstream media can't even do the basic research to figure that out, Mark. They just dole the information out to the public. Continue with the book and continue with parallels from 1984 with your book that goes through the fact that we are in many ways surpassing the Orwellian control grid. We just haven't gotten to the mass arrest and executions and torture chambers, though they're trying to get there. The government saying that they can assassinate you, U.S. citizens, and not tell anybody, try you or torture you in front of secret military tribunals. We've got to have checkpoints to stop illegal drugs, but then it comes out the top banks are laundering the money and the CIA is bringing it in. I mean, it's all Orwellian.
It's Orwellian, and we have a level of elite that is super educated and intelligent, and most of the public are getting stupider and stupider every moment. This is one of the parallels, the educational system in 1984, the control of information, the social structure, the perpetuation of war, the personification of the party. All of these parallels, let's just continue a little bit with the fear-based parallel and the Emmanuel Goldstein and Osama bin Laden parallel. In 1984, the perpetual war, there was a war that was going on, obviously, that was the reason for everybody having to give up their rights and for having to work longer hours, work for less rations. Sounding familiar, everybody? Seems like our lives today. But the war, the enemy, some people are familiar with this, some people aren't, just kept changing. At first, they were at war with Oceania, and then they were at war with Eurasia. And they were always at war, the public thought, with whatever country or a region they were at war with at the time. The public were so uneducated, so ignorant, so distracted, that they couldn't tell when the enemy that they were fighting changed. Sort of like our own world today. Wait a minute. Were we fighting Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq? Who is this?
Gaddafi was our enemy. Then 6 years ago, he was a friend. Al-Qaeda was the good guys in the 80s. Then they're the bad guys. Now Al-Qaeda fighting Gaddafi are the good guys again.
And then when you start to look at this, it becomes so scary and confusing that people would rather just turn on the Entertainment Tonight channel.
That's key. They're doing it. They're being confusing and putting out conflicting things, just getting folks to get flustered and turn away.
Yeah, it's sort of like a rat in a cage. If you just start buzzing it, it's just going to cower in a corner. It just doesn't matter. Once you start beating an animal, I mean, it's going to go into submission. And so, no, we're not going to go into submission. And you know, that's why I'm getting angry here, because the things that I've been talking about for 6 years aren't now just going to come. They're here. I mean, I have a cell phone now that can listen to me whenever it wants to, when it's off. This is the Orwellian nightmare. And what are the social implications of this? And then what's coming next? What's coming in the next 2 or 3 years? And that is why it's critically important that us, this audience, be educated, stop being afraid of this Osama bin Elvis. And, you know, every time they start saying, pushing their agenda, we just need to push it back and say, no, oh, wait, who? Osama bin Elvis? Where is this guy? You know, I called into the Adam Carolla radio show a week ago, and I got him and Morgan Spurlock to admit, Morgan Spurlock, the producer of Where in the World is Osama bin Laden, supersized me, all these films. They admitted, because I posed the question, hey, where in the world is Osama bin Laden? Isn't he dead? Aren't they just perpetuating this myth? And years ago, Alex, you know, I used to do this a lot to Sean Hannity, to all these main shows, to challenge this mainstream establishment on the lies and the agenda, the narrative that they're pushing. So years ago, I would do this and I would be ridiculed. You can find these calls on YouTube and on the internet. And now here, just last week, Morgan Spurlock and Adam Carolla admitted, instead of me being attacked, they said, oh, yeah, hey, sounds good to me. You're probably right.
Well, let's go further. I'm on big conservative radio shows now, and they're having to admit, Alex, you're right, it's in Fox News, Anwar al-Awlaki, number two under bin Laden. They're now, the Washington Post said he is basically the commander. He may be number one now. He's born in New Mexico, trained in the U.S., admittedly runs the underwear bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, the Times Square, the shoe bomber, meeting secretly at the Pentagon while he's most wanted, meeting secretly with the Secretary of the Army and being protected. Now it comes out, major British news, yes, top Al-Qaeda in Pakistan attacking U.S. Pakistani forces is British intelligence. Yes, a SWAT, the head of the 7-7 is British MI6. I mean, now more and more, they don't even care. They just come out and admit that these guys are working for them, and their foot soldiers don't even know who they're working for, just like our soldiers don't know the same globalists are financing both sides. I mean, it is beyond Orwellian.
And let's be clear, Anwar al-Awlaki, this one of the top al-Qaeda leaders, has a master's degree in educational leadership from San Diego State University. That's my backyard. Okay, so wait a minute. This is the Orwellian nightmare. Why don't they talk about this on the news? Well, because the news is obviously controlled through Operation Mockingbird and issues like that. You know, people, your audience may be new to this. Some people may be, still skeptical of the kinds of information that you're talking about. And so that's why I think I'm pretty confident now, Alex, and I thank you for your support, because for the last 6 years, I've been doing this, and now we have people in the mainstream that aren't making fun of us anymore. They are admitting that we're right. And so if we're right about these issues in the past from 4 or 5 years ago, then now everyone is reluctantly agreeing with us on. What else are we right about? You know, so that's why I want to, thank you, Alex. Thank your audience. And I know what I'm talking about. Well, how do we know this? How do we know this? Because I don't watch 8 hours of television a day. Because I read books. You can maybe see in my Skype call just a fraction of the books that I have, because I'm a big nerd. And that's what I want people to know. People have seen my funny YouTube videos. I go out and make fun of people. I'm not just the class clown, of the movement. I'm a pretty smart guy. So I just want to thank you.
We understand that, Mark, and you certainly are effective. And it's good to go out and try to buy a $1 taco at Taco Bell with, at the time, a $1,200 coin. That happened a few months ago. Now it's $1,500 plus, and have her refuse the 1 ounce gold American Eagle, now over $1,500 just to illustrate it. I don't think that's clowning at all. You're illustrating absurdity by being absurd, and knowledge is power, and people need to start researching our claims, not just go off of what we're saying. I mean, let's go back to Ron Paul 35 years ago, giving speeches, traveling around, talking about dollar devaluation and fractional reserve banking, or G. Edward Griffin 50 years ago, or 50 plus years ago, Red Beckman, or 50 years ago, Bob Chapman, or myself 16 years ago, sticking our neck out and going over this. Now, just a year ago, they were still saying there is no inflation. QE2 isn't bad. Now they admit, yes, it's causing inflation. Again, the Congress has, I was corrected last week. I said an 11% approval rating, and I was sent an email of a Reuters article saying it's now a 9%. In fact, guys, let's show folks. Congress now has a 9% approval rating. Let's search that and show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, and I get emails about this and see comments because I don't plug it a lot, you're like, why do you keep saying you put it on screen? This is a radio show. Yes, I'd say 90%+ of the people that hear this show are listening to AM and FM, global shortwave, satellite, or internet streams. We're also streaming video. We're archiving video at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. I would give it away free, but obviously we can't finance that. You get it first at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we post most of it at the YouTube channel. One of our YouTube channels now, over 101 million views on that channel total. At the official Alex Jones channel, this live stream will also be posted there later today. But complete commercial free also, podcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are the alternative media. We're on the tip of the spear. It is daunting to always be in the arena, to get the criticism, to get the attacks, but we don't have a future. And I have three wonderful children. I have a wonderful wife. I love my parents. I love my 86, 87-year-old grandmother, my last living grandparent. There it is. Congress approves. Approval plunges to 9%. First time ever rating for lawmakers sinks to single digits, and that was 2008. That number was also out last week, so maybe we can find it in the news section. Good job finding that. That's WorldNet Daily. Again,
I'd like to add, to, you know, part of this fight here, the resistance, the patriot movement, the Tea Party, you know what? We're about love and respect and treating people with the dignity that they deserve. And here's another quote from Orwell's book. If he were allowed, talking about the average citizen, if he were allowed contact with foreigners, he would discover that they were creatures similar to himself and that most of what he has been told about them is lies. So that's just another parallel. Orwell's showing that the governments of most countries are going to tell the population lies about the supposed enemies. If I draw the parallel of in the Orwellian Nightmare, I talk about this documentary film, Rick Steves' Iran. He's a PBS documentary. He's one of only two journalists, I think, American journalists allowed in Iran. And he talked to average Iranian citizens, and they're just like me and you. They just want to have a good life. They want to have friends and family.
Tehran looks like basically Chicago.
It's a beautiful city, and they're just like us. They know that their government and their officials are criminal and organized criminal mafias are running it, just like over here. So, you know, that's part of this show, is to enlighten ourselves into the truth, and so that we can change ourselves and become more loving people, because that's what the system wants you to do, is to hate the Iranians and the Syrians. Oh, they're all evil. And you hear these morons to go and say that we should turn the Middle East into a party.
Well, they like stereotypes. I mean, they want the stereotype of Iran, they're all want to murder us, or the stereotype of Israel, you know, that they all have one view, or the stereotype of Americans. I mean, I've had Europeans I've talked to come to Texas, and they think, I thought there were tumbleweeds and cows everywhere, and that's, the state's so big, I mean, that is what it's like on its western side, but, you know, they see big, tall trees and rolling hills and, you know, beautiful lakes and, you know, people driving cars and knowing how to use computers, and they're actually blown away. New Yorkers come here, most of them that I talk to, believing that it's literally John Wayne Wild Wild West. You know, that's Hollywood. Sure, you can go out to the boondocks and see folks, you know, roping cows and stuff, and it's great. And, you know, farmers and people. The point is, we're all human beings. We want the same thing for our families. We want dignity. We want honor. We want private property. Now, let's get into some more quotes from the book and then parallel it from 1984 to your book. That's an incredible read, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. Again, available at Infowars.com.
Look at this, just another random quote that I've highlighted from my personal copy of 1984. As for sending a letter through the mail, it was out of the question. By routine, it was not even secret. All letters were opened in transit. So, I mean, just, again, wireless email tracking, warrantless email tracking.
And by the way, since 9/11, they now admit they open mail to make sure there's not drugs in it, but they're really reading it.
Right here. The subsection of the fiction department, which churned out cheap pornography for distribution.
To degrade humanity. Start over.
Yeah, so here's a quote about, there was a section in the government called PornoSec, and this was the government creating pornography for the people in order to destroy their relationships, in order to break up the families. And this is what we have. This is what the Illuminati elite does. That's why you look at the garbage on television. You look at when I was a kid, not that long ago, I'm 33 years old, I grew up on quality shows like Family Ties, and look at this garbage that you see on television.
And by the way,
it's
not just, you know, they sell it like it's fun, it's sexy, you're missing out on something. All the major studies show that after you watch a lot of porn, it actually lowers your sex drive, actually makes you not attracted, you know, as much or involved. It basically burns you out and actually stunts you towards real enjoyment and you know, with your mate. And they know what they're doing. I mean, it literally creates a facsimile of the real thing and is being done as a weapon system.
Let me just rapid fire just a few of the pages that I have highlighted here in my book, and I just think they'll resonate with people. The Tales of Goldstein, this is the enemy in the book, and his underground army. She said, this is Julia, the girlfriend, were simply a lot of rubbish which the party had invented for its own purposes. Gee, seems a lot like Osama bin Laden.
Governor Ridge admitted they put out fake terror alerts. Sorry, go ahead.
Let's see, here's another, just random highlight here. They could be made, the public could be made to accept the most flagrant violations of reality because they never fully grasped the enormity of what was demanded of them. And they were not sufficiently interested in public events to notice what was happening. The lack of understanding, by lack of understanding, they remained sane. No, by lack of understanding, we remain destroyed. And so it just keeps going on and on. And, you know, I want to just ask people, maybe I don't promote my book enough. You know, I think that everybody should get off the computer. And I think you could save yourself hundreds of hours of web surfing by reading a book, you know, and that's why I have behind me some of my favorite books about the New World Order and the Illuminati. I have hundreds of books that I read. I love sitting outside and in the nature and reading and studying. Get away from the computer, and that's part of my point. Here, another quote: the Brotherhood, that's the kind of the resistance, cannot be wiped out because it is not an organization in the ordinary sense. So that's us. You know, we're the resistance. We can't be wiped out. We're not an organization in the traditional sense. And we're on the verge of really being able to topple these scum. I mean, look at what we're doing now. We're bypassing the mainstream media. Everybody who has a cell phone with a video camera can put it on YouTube. Luke Radowski's confronting all these scum. We got Gary Franchi doing his own video shows. I mean, look at, we're replacing these scum, and we're getting very close to, I think, the revolution. But it's also very dangerous because they could pull their population reduction, they could pull a false flag attack and really, really try to demonize us. But I think we're getting close. I mean, look at what we're doing. Look at what we're capable of delivering the knockout punch.
And by the way, when we say we're close to winning, that's people who love liberty, who value the truth, who value dignity and sovereignty and not being a slave, people who value reality. More and more, the alternative media is just surging and growing, and the mainstream system is losing all credibility. Mark, I want to get to the final segment with you into more from your book, because there's just so much in here where it just goes through all the different ways you're being tracked, controlled, and then the future of it. In fact, let's look at the future, some of the new things they've got coming online against us when we come back. It's all in the book, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, InfoWars.com. Get your copy. Put it out to folks. Well, we'll obviously be getting Mark Dice back on again in the near future. Love his new video Skype connection from there in his living room. Again, I was very excited to help Mark print these books. He's always done it on demand with his other great titles that he's written. We also carry those at InfoWars.com. It just adds such a great expense. So I went ahead and printed these up for him so that he could expand out into the future. And I just think it's a great book. Everybody should get it. And you can get it with 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read by Jesse Ventura, another excellent book. And when you get it with the book, you can get one of my best-selling films, a whole bunch of titles. You can pick which one you want absolutely free on top of it, or get the book alone at InfoWars.com and support alternative media and what we're doing. Mark, in closing, your book, again, parallels 1984, but goes way beyond and shows what's coming next. You kind of alluded to that earlier, but get into some of the areas that you break down in the book.
Well, there's systems that have been tested for years, and they're talking about putting them on the streets of London for the Olympics in 2012 that listen to everyone on the street, and they analyze the sound patterns using eight different characteristics from 100 yards away. These microphones are just on top of buildings, and if you yell at someone or if the computers detect anger in your speech or if the pitch is too fast, if it's too loud, it can just detect this.
Aren't they already testing those? I think that's already
been tested. Them. Yeah, it's in Holland. They've tested it. They've dispatched them. They've already been used. They've made arrests from them. So the company's trying to pitch that to London, to the city of London, and have them put on the streets to keep the city safe for the Olympics. Now, let me just say this. We know that there's the case of the computers, laptop computers in Pennsylvania watching the students. And we're talking now about the Apple watching us, the locations of where we're going. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but there are already apps available in the App Store for iPhone and Android that use the microphone and your camera in your cell phone. and listen to you and can determine whether you're inside or outside, or can determine there are certain stores now that are putting out sounds, emitting sounds in the store. And then if you have an app that you authorize the app to have access to your microphone at all times on your cell phone, so when you walk into the store, your microphone is active, it detects that you're in the store and can log you in that way. So there are already apps on your phone or in the app store that use your microphone and the camera in your cell phone to listen to you at all times. It's already happening now.
And they roll it out as, oh, it's an app, but the phone's set up to do that, and they've all got back doors on record for the government or private industry to dial right into it.
There is an app for the phones, for the iPhone or the Android, that's it's an alarm clock app, and it listens to you sleeping. And if it detects you rustling in your sleep, or if it hears that you're already in the stages of waking up, then it will wake you up at the appropriate time. If you're sound asleep, it won't wake you up. It has these different detections to wake you up.
Yeah, this is globalist tracker systems where the phone becomes this guardian devil, not guardian angel, surveilling you. And they're coming out with now old folks' homes in the U.S. where the government gives them extra money if they'll have smart fridges that watch what they're eating, that have RFID in the toilet, that tracks that you're taking your pills. Again, surveilling you for your safety. 2 years ago, England. Go ahead.
I got a whole section in Big Brother about Facebook, and I called up to a local computer show here in San Diego, and I brought up that the police, there's numerous instances. I footnote them all to local news stories of college students being arrested and high school students being arrested because the police secretly go on their Facebook page and find photos of them holding alcoholic beverages and then physically find them and arrest them. Okay, so if you're a high school student, there's
Mark, stay there. We got to go to break. We'll do 5 more minutes with you. I want to go over some more examples of what's currently happening and what's happening in England. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. Available at Infowars.com right now. Coming up, I want to get into the unbelievable financial news. I mentioned some of it earlier, but we need to get into this in more detail. Gold surging, silver surging, dollar plunging, unemployment increasing. Now they're admitting that the inflation is expanding. That's all coming up. What it signifies that they're being more and more honest about this. But now we've got the former head of the Treasury, we played the clip in the first hour, saying that if you don't like what the Federal Reserve's doing, you are a terrorist. And he goes on to imply the Congress, that half the Congress who are, quote, nuts, might have to be rounded up. It's very weird. So really an open threat. Remember, Paulson, who came after O'Neill under Bush, Henry Paulson threatened martial law. People said, well, he meant martial law would happen. No, I've interviewed the congressman. They threatened martial law. These bankers think they run this country. It's illegitimate. Mark Dice finishing up with more quotes from 1984, and there's other things I saw 2 years ago, like 20,000+ families a year in a pilot program. When they have a new baby in England, not because they have any background of abuse, cameras are put in the home for the first few months to make sure they're not abusers. Meanwhile, the state on average is 5 times more abusive than parents statistically. It's incredible.
There's an Amber Alert GPS system now about the size of a silver dollar that parents are implanting on their child. Not in the child, not under the skin yet, but just in their pocket, on their person. And it's a GPS tracker with a microphone with all sorts of creepy Orwellian applications. So just imagine you have a little child now and the parent can on their cell phone just activate the Amber Alert GPS and listen to the child, see where they're at. On the website advertising this Orwellian device, it says it's great for teenagers, and you can set it so that you can put it in your teenager's car, they're advertising, and if the speed goes over whatever mileage you set, say 70 miles an hour, It will text message the parent as to the speed, the location.
But then meanwhile, LaHood at Transportation and others admit, and Europe is saying this, they want government to do this to everybody very soon. So we're being trained through the parents to do it to their kids, and pretty soon it's done to everybody. Where you're not good because you're good and are honorable, you're good because I'm spying on you.
And this goes back, the source of their power. One of the sources is really the unlimited money supply and the financial reserve. It's a whole different issue. But one of the major sources of their power is the fear, is the Osama bin Elvis fear-based system. And so it's time. I'm not afraid, and I haven't been afraid for years of Al-Qaeda. And at this point, I'm not really even afraid of my government. I was more afraid of the government at one point. And now I just really have no fear. And it's time to, I'm going to just ridicule these scumbags at every chance that I get. And I have some ideas for some things that I'm going to be implementing, some jams, as I call them, to just show that Big Brother is not my God. And I'm not afraid of Osama bin Elvis around the corner directing his mysterious boogeyman. And this is so ridiculous. And now I'm able to articulate this because I've been studying this for a long time.
So, well, Mark, you're doing a great job, and so many other great people out there. We're all doing this together. And what's exciting is we do see the awakening happening. And I agree with you. They love to build themselves up with all these titles and regalia when they're a bunch of pot-bellied, hunchback globalist scum. They hate being ridiculed and laughed at more than anything. You're absolutely right. That is an extremely powerful way to deal with these people. Folks, get the book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. It'll educate yourself to a higher level, a great read. Then pay it forward, pass it on to friends and family. You can also get it with Ventura's book and get one of my films free. Excellent book. Great job, Mark Dice. Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, available at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. It's $14.95 by itself. Or get it discounted with other books and videos. Thank you, Mark Dice. Great job fighting Big Brother. We'll be back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to get into financial news ahead of a bunch of other important information we're going to be covering. But in light of what I've heard yesterday and today on national and local talk radio, just amazing how DrudgeReport.com can set the media agenda. Kurt Nemo yesterday morning wrote an article with the headline, Miss USA Sexually Molested by TSA. And he goes on to point out here that we've had district attorneys on who say that when they stick their hands in your pants, it's a felony. A sworn peace officer can't do that unless you just put a gun in there and there's an emergency probable cause. It's a felony. On the outside, if they press or even touch, it's a misdemeanor. And, I mean, you've seen the cases out there of cops that go too far and get indicted. Now, the feds are just trying to set the precedent outside of law by the political action that they can just get away with this and do this. But listening to talk radio, I hear these sycophantic, bootlicking, servile people making excuses for it. All the state police and this state and that are grabbing your cell phone when they pull you over and plugging it in and taking all your data. Or, oh, they got wireless systems that are doing it. Or, oh, the government's tracking you, but they need to without warrants. So, you know, keep us safe. Or, yeah, the banks are laundering the drug money, but, oh, the drug war's fair and good. I hear these excuses being made for the system. But then last night, this morning, I heard local host and national host, as I scanned through the stations, defending it. Going, hey, it's fine that they grabbed her genitals. It's fine that they pressed and, quote, probed. It's fine they go in people's pants, in the pants. And they don't change their gloves. You take your shoes off. You walk through the athlete's foot stuff. The government tries to make you be all scared of germs until they're spreading them. Flesh-eating bacteria, you name it, have been spread. It's on record. And they were making excuses for this, saying, well, because of the terrorists, we've all got to lose our rights. No, that isn't how America works. Just because somebody uses a gun in a crime doesn't mean I lose my Second Amendment. By the way, the criminals are always going to just violate the law. I heard this local host doing that, going, we got to get rid of guns because they're dangerous and I'm scared and people got these concealed carries. Statistically, your car is the most dangerous thing, buddy. And statistically, what is it, 7 out of 10 times people with guns are frustrating the crime. 30% of the time the gun's being used in the crime. The point is that they're selling this idea like communist Russia that one person does something wrong on the block, you all get punished. That's not how liberty works. Plus, historically, you give power to the corrupt system, it'll abuse you every time. It's the big threat. You should be afraid of your government. Love your country, fear your government. This is common sense. But I hear these people defending and saying, oh, she shouldn't be crying. She starts crying. Happened in Dallas. She didn't want to go in the roaster, the body scanner, which they admit can give you cancer. Top doctors are on record, and it's much higher levels than they'd first claimed of radiation. And so they were going to grope her. And I noticed in our Infowars.com article that had close to 400 comments, and this happens every time it gets on the national news or linked at Drudge, same thing with our YouTube videos, you will see these cut-and-paste comments by people on YouTube. And you go look at their profiles, a lot of them are admitted TSA. And it's come out that people who were against the Gulf oil spill had BP people attacking them online, or people against the Army Corps of Engineers that came out criticizing them in New Orleans had Army Corps of Engineers swarming them and attacking them on payroll. And the government admittedly has CENTCOM doing it and paid bloggers. The point is that's happening at Infowars.com. And it's the same thing. Well, you should have let us scan you if you didn't like being groped. Oh, no. The TSA is saying they want to make everybody be scanned and be groped. And when I've been in airports and watched it, they scan you and then grope you. So, see, they love to have that, you know, that statement like, well, you didn't let us scan you. So, no, it's either microwave or it's the groping. And it's men grabbing little girls, little kids, women doing it. It's so disgusting. You've all seen it. And first, last year, they tried to deny they were sticking hands down pants, but until the video came out. Remember, Michelle was talking about that, and people didn't believe it. They were trying to, you know, basically molest her 1-year-old and 8-year-old. They had a man doing it until she said no. Oh, how dare her? And now they admit they try to put you on a terror list when you say no. No, you're the terrorist. They're breaking our will, getting in our space. They can get away with this, the sky's the limit. And I read these comments in the Miss USA Sexually Molested by TSA article by Kurt Nimmo. You should go in there and counter these guys. And there are, again, close to 400 comments as of this morning. And it says, oh my gosh, get over it. We need to be checked for all the bad people that ruin it for everybody else. This is a classic TSA thing. This is by Clyde 07 Dale. This is the way it goes, just like everything in the world. So, because somebody might use a gun in a crime, I have to lose my guns. Or because somebody might spank their kids, the state has to take all the kids. Or because, I mean, it's incredible. I'm sure you did not get molested, as you explain. Oh, no, because you say it isn't when you stick your hands in somebody's pants. If you would do the scanner, it would have been much easier, and I out for you. Big deal. They see your body. We were born naked. Get over it. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's worried about being seen with a scanner, but all the nudity in the world and the TV, except. So this is their attitude. Here's another one. Give me a break. I guess most people with a brain are out working and not spending time reading this stupid comments. You don't want to get the scan, then put up with the search. You don't like the hand search, try a bus. Oh, really? That's what Obama said in his State of the Union. They're already at the best bus terminals in Florida, Texas, California, New York, Massachusetts. They're already on highways. They're already at the train stations. Obama, use the national train system. There's no groping. Really? So, and it goes on and on and on. Comment, 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 comment. I mean, they're just in there saying, you better learn to love it. Yeah, little six-year-olds crying while they stick their hand down their pants. And this is what they've done. This is what they have created. So we see this happening all over the place. And now we have former Secretary of the Treasury under Bush, Paul O'Neill. And we played the video earlier. You can read the article. If you're against raising the debt ceiling. You were part of Al-Qaeda. And I've always made the joke, because it's not a joke. Oh, don't like tyranny? Don't like Big Brother? Don't like having the foreign banks tax you through the Federal Reserve and IRS? You're with Al-Qaeda. Oh, you're criticizing tyranny. You're with Al-Qaeda. And what do the internal Homeland Security documents say? Don't like the government? You're with Al-Qaeda. They're now saying half the Congress is crazy and with Al-Qaeda, the equivalent of domestic terrorists, that's his quote, if you don't let them raise taxes and raise the debt ceiling. You see, and what do the internal documents say? They're for Homeland Security. Returning vets, gun owners, libertarians, landowners. What do they train the Boy Scout explorers in? New York Times. To, quote, take on disgruntled vets and kill them. They're training people like, oh, they're 14. That was 3 years ago, really? Now they're 17. Hitler Jugend, folks, they're taking over everything. I'm not saying that the Boy Scouts are Hitler Jugend. I'm saying they're trying to turn them into that. Where did Hitler recruit? Out of the German Boy Scouts. It's happening. Now, here's the financial news. More people applied for unemployment benefits. Huge increase in the last 3 weeks. Economic growth slows as inflation measures spikes up. CNBC, that was AP earlier. Dollar loses more ground, plunging against every major currency, including the peso. I mean, stocks fall, dollar weakens as U.S. GDP growth slows. Gold reaches new all-time record. This is what's happening, and I wanted for just 2 minutes before we come back and go to another informative guest on some areas we can take control of in our lives. Ted Anderson, owner of the GCN Radio Network, also the owner of Midas Resources, the best gold and silver out there. He buys it months before, knowing it's going to go up. He holds it. He sells it at the old price when it goes up. That's how he's now gone from being tiny decades ago to the fifth biggest gold and silver dealer in the country. Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, tell us where the three silver dollar, three film, free shipping deal is and some of the other specials. And what do you make of these latest numbers after the announcement by the Fed of keeping interest rates low?
Well, first of all, Alex, when Ben Bernanke opens up his mouth, the country starts laughing because they know it's just all lies and rhetoric. Silver and gold reacted, you know, very positively.
But wait, Geithner says we have a strong dollar and their policy is a strong dollar. And you heard the former Treasury Secretary, you're a terrorist, Ted, if you don't agree with them. What did the federal court say when they convicted the Liberty Dollar people? They said, we are going to infiltrate these groups that criticize the Federal Reserve. You are terrorist. I mean, these people are that brazen, Ted.
Yeah, they're out of their mind, Alex. But right now, $125 for the silver dollars and the video deal. Silver is almost $50 an ounce today. We've seen a high today of $49.57. Just yesterday when silver was at $47 an ounce, it was $144 just to buy the silver dollars. Silver's gone up a couple of bucks more an ounce, and that puts that thing up over $150 just for the silver dollars. And here you're getting them delivered for $125 for three of them, and you're getting Alex's great films to start with. You can't beat this deal, man. I just can't say it enough. It would be just absolutely dumb to stay in the United States dollar. It would be absolutely stupid to stay invested in the stock market.
Well, Ted, I want to break that down. $125 for three silver dollars, over $140 in the market or more, three of my best-selling films, $60 value, $10 free shipping and handling. Is that $60 off? How much is that off what it should be?
Well, you know, I can't remember the price of your films.
70, 80? Well, the three films would be $60.
Yeah.
And that's like $20-$30 off what the silver should be. The point is, it's the best deal in the galaxy. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And when you call, folks, they got a whole other list of gold and silver that's the radio special that's even lower than it is on the Midas website. Still great deals there as well. So ask about all those. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for popping in with us.
You got it.
We could have talked a lot more. We got another guest coming up. I mean, come on, folks. Gold and silver, the place to be. 800-686-2237. These radio deals, when you call, tell them to take advantage of the best deals in the galaxy. back by popular demand is fellow GCN radio host, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, for the rest of the hour today. And watch Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to have a detailed analysis of this birth certificate that is fake. So fake, they clearly put it out to cause the controversy and to cause this to be the issue. Again, we can see in the Photoshop fields different digital artifacts and then areas where there are no artifacts showing it's been heavily altered. That's 100%. When you blow it up and areas have digital artifacts everywhere from low res and then areas that have been doctored or high res, they did a very sloppy job on purpose. You can look with the eye and see the fonts are different in many areas. This is incredible. And it's so they can call us conspiracy theorists when we don't. I mean, I want to talk to pharmacist Ben Fuchs about, because, you know, he's a guy trained by the mainline system who witnessed this for himself. And, by the way, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson back. I'm twisting his arm to talk about his family because he listened to pharmacist Ben Fuchs, who's been on, I don't know, for a year or so on Genesis with his dad who has Alzheimer's, and Ted agreed to do it. And I talked to Ted. He's with his dad routinely. He tries to take him fishing and stuff. His dad was getting to the point where didn't even really know who people were. And I want to get Dr. Blaylock back on, brain surgeon. He talked about here on the air how statins attack the brain because they're made up of cholesterol, the brain is, how not having enough minerals is linked to it. But side issue, this is not placebo. Ted started giving full-spectrum minerals, liquid minerals, the tangy tangerine that I and my wife started taking a few months ago, to his dad, and his dad has short-term memory back. And a bunch of other, he used to have sores on his skin, he bumped the wall, it would, you know, rip, you know how old folks are, now that's not happening. It's so incredible to have pharmacist Ben Fuchs and others break down the fact that, I knew this working for large animal vets, you know, back when I was in high school, even back to junior high on the summer, that they were obsessed with vitamins and minerals for cows and horses. And, of course, Dr. Joel Wallach is a famous veterinarian in his own right, zoologist who worked at major zoos. That's how he, you know, really discovered this for himself. But I'm already getting off the reservation, and we're almost even out of time with our guest. It's just so incredible, the fact that we are under such amazing mineral and vitamin deficiency. And just as a side issue, what do you make about what happened with Ted Anderson's dad with the Alzheimer's?
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, Alex. We are suffering from the signs of nutritional deficiency, not diseases. We're told that we're sick. We're told that there are diseases that are numbering in the tens of thousands. The World Health Organization has a list of 12,000 plus what they call disease categories. And what I've witnessed over the last 25 plus years of practicing pharmacy and alternative pharmacy and alternative medicine is that we're not sick, we're starving. Nothing demonstrates that more clearly than the experience that Ted had with Alzheimer's disease. The brain is firing out rapid chemistry at a rapid clip, so it will exhibit nutritional deficiencies very fast, and it will exhibit healing by supplementing with nutritional supplements just as rapidly. Not only that, but the nutrients that the brain needs are specifically the B complex and essential fatty acids as well as minerals, and these are nutrients that are not found in food and that are excreted rapidly. The good news is that once you start a nutritional supplement program, what Ted witnessed is something that I've seen over and over and over again. We heal rapidly. We exhibit the signs of nutritional satisfaction, nutritional satiety quickly, because as soon as the body gets the good stuff, it starts its God-given healing process.
But the system doesn't want, even though they have the studies on this, to give this to Alzheimer's patients or diabetics across the board, because they'd rather sell you some $1,000 a month drug. Now, the good news in a way is they're beginning to patent the B vitamins, the hormones, the minerals, the compounds. So it does cost money a lot more, maybe 10, 20, 30 times, but at least now doctors are starting to recommend a little of this because now their guild is allowing it.
Well, here's a couple of points. Number one, when they patent these drugs, they patent these nutritional supplements, they tweak them to make them drugs because nutritional supplements cannot be patented. So they have to tweak the molecule, they have to change the molecule so that it becomes a prescription drug. See, the power structure wants us to feel out of control. That's why the economic figures go up and down, that's why the TSA is molesting us, that's why we get terrorist threats. It's all designed to make us feel lost and scared, and nothing is makes us feel more lost.
Exactly, and they're attacking us through the food supply, as Bertrand Russell, as George Bernard Shaw, as all the globalists said they would do. They're doing it. The MSG, the aspartame now in all major gums at the store. You cannot find sugar gum. I challenge you to find it. They are assaulting everyone.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Folks, I want to be honest with you. And it doesn't even mean that I take all of my own advice. I try to. I'm eating healthier. I'm exercising more. I'm now taking the minerals, and I can feel a major difference. My wife is the one who is literally glowing now. And I don't want to get into any of her mild health things, but we've seen reversals of stuff. And it's not placebo, because we're very cynical. We've tried a lot of different stuff. I have. There is something about liquid natural vitamins. We'll have pharmacist Ben Fuchs break that down. And I wasn't planning this. Ted's my friend. I talk to Ted all the time. He's up in Minnesota. I've been up there fishing with him and hunting and stuff over the years. I've known Ted now 14 years. It'll be 14 years next month. And, you know, Ted's parents are great people in their 80s. His dad's a great guy. And Ted's been really depressed. Every time I don't want to get into all the private stuff, but Ted said I could talk about some of this. Almost every time I talk to him on the weekend, he's not with his son in the army or his kids. I mean, he is sometimes. He's usually trying to take his dad fishing because he's saying, hey, I don't have a lot of time left. And lately, a few months ago, he's like, man, my dad is really drifting off. He almost has no memory, repeating everything. Doesn't know who people are sometimes. And Ted, what was it, 6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins, okay, because they're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. The government says you only need 40. Try it. And Ted's like, okay. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. So a month and a half ago, well, Ted will tell the story briefly, and we'll have Ben Fuchs comment. Ted got his dad on, and again, they got to check out the rest with the doctor. So he's only got him on the tangy tangerine and got him on the essential fatty acids, which, again, the brain is 70% water. Of the 30% that's solid, almost all of it is a cholesterol-based electrochemical computer. And I remember 20 years ago reading people with who have epilepsy, they tell them, get on these certain type of high-fat diets. I mean, this has all been known, folks, okay? And his dad has had incredible rebound. And I started thinking when Ted was telling me, wait, Dr. Blaylock talked about all this. He talked about chronic brain inflammation from the MSG, the aspartame, the aluminum, but also the nutrient deficiencies. And Blaylock has his own line of minerals, which we're not affiliated with, but I say those are great too. And how the statins are going after the brain, because they attack oils, the brain's oil, folks. Ted Anderson, tell us what's happened with your dad.
Well, I mean, it's just simple as this, Alex. You'd be over at my mom dad's house, and my dad would ask you a question, and then about a minute later ask you the same question, and then again. And he just didn't have. You could ask him what happened just a few moments ago. I remember taking him fishing out on the, and we went ice fishing up north, and we caught a lot of fish, and he caught most. And we went in, and he says, well, what are we doing? And my brother says, we're fishing. And he says, oh, yeah, that's right. Too bad we didn't get any. You know, but now I can go in there and he can tell me what he did 2 days ago. He can tell me what, you know, like I was over for Easter and he was able to recite why my brother wasn't going to be able to show up on time with his wife. You know, stuff that you just never would expect from him. His skin was black and blue on his hands. If he just brushed against something, his skin would tear up. It was so paper thin. And he always had bandages on. The Band-Aids are gone. He has a short-term memory back. His life, he's revitalized. It's like my dad is back. And all he's been doing is taking Tangy Tangerine, which is a mineral vitamin mix. And, you know, I'm just so tired of being lied to by the doctors. They wanted to cut my knees out. Knee surgery, want to replace it with a hinge, for God's sakes. And now I've been taking the things. My left knee is as good as my right knee. And now, that's now, my left knee.
How long has your dad been on it?
Dad's been on it for, I would say, probably about a month and a half.
Okay, now here's the issue. InfoWarsTeam.com. I don't get behind something unless I believe in it. You pay $10 and you get a discount on it, or you can just go buy it and pay the full price. And we do want people to pay it forward to spread the word about this. I've just been buying it and giving it to family. And now when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. I mean, you can taste it. It's almost like it's harsh, but in a good way. For somebody who in the past has enjoyed a shot of Jack Daniels, it's kind of good in that way. I mean, it's not as hard as drinking Jack Daniels, but I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And again, my wife, like 3 months ago when Ted was sending us this stuff, was like, come on, you got to take this. I'm like, I never take vitamins and minerals. I'm sure it's great. I know it is. I started taking it. It's amazing. And this is real. I tell you, buy silver when it's $5 an ounce. It's how much is silver now, Ted?
Well, it was just under $50 an ounce. Just
okay. I told people buy gold when it was $260. It's $1,500 and what now?
Well, $1,537,
okay.
Roughly.
Okay. I'm not perfect, but I only promote what I feel good about. I'm a free market capitalist. I hope you buy a whole bunch of it. We can fund our operation. I hope you sign up and become a distributor and sell it yourself at InfoWarsTeam.com. But I'm going to be honest. I sleep well, even though I know the globalists are after me. I am a type of person, when I do something wrong around the office, I apologize. I feel bad. You know, just little slights. None of us are perfect. I mean, I'm a guy who only promotes what I believe in. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. And you start getting these testimonies like Ted's talking about. InfoWarsTeam.com. In fact, I forgot to get the number. So we got a big team of folks, too, that can answer questions. So will you guys pull that off the site for me? Thank you. We'll put it on screen. InfoWarsTeam.com. Ted Anderson, I want you to stay with us. I know this wasn't planned, but we talked about maybe getting you on a few days ago. Bringing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, again, mainline pharmacist who found out about all this, teamed up with InfoWarsTeam.com. What is happening with his dad? What is happening with his knees?
Can you hear me out there, Alex?
Yes,
Alex,
sir.
Here's the deal. As we get older, our digestive system begins to get weaker. Not only that, but 60 to 70 million Americans have digestive problems anyway. But it's really serious when we get older. And I used to be a consulting pharmacist in nursing homes. Let me tell you something. Everybody in a nursing home has got a digestive problem. One of the things that happens when you have digestive impairment is you do not absorb your nutrients. I cannot tell you how critical it is to take your nutrients in liquid fashion. The beautiful thing about the supplements that Ted's dad was taking is that they were liquid, they went to work right away, and they went to work where they were needed right away, specifically the minerals and the B vitamins. As we get older, we don't absorb these substances, and Alzheimer's disease and many of the diseases of degeneration that older folks suffer from are nothing more than nutritional deficiencies, and it's critical that we all understand this.
Well, under scurvy, just in mainline medical encyclopedias, it describes not having enough vitamin C alone, old wounds opening up, old areas where teeth have been pulled opening up, the hair falling out, the eyes degenerating, the men going crazy because the brain is literally falling apart from not having vitamin C. Explain that. One vitamin.
Here's the thing, Alex. If you look at the medical textbooks, they'll tell you about the horrible things that go with scurvy, and they'll tell you about the horrible things that go with pellagra, which is B3 deficiency. They'll tell you about the horrible things that go with beriberi, which is thiamine deficiency, but they don't tell you about subclinical pellagra or subclinical scurvy or subclinical beriberi, which means it's not bad enough that your blood vessels explode, but it's bad enough that you get little cuts and little nicks in your arteries so that cholesterol has to come and patch it up. It's not bad enough that you have full-blown dementia, but it's bad enough that you're a little bit forgetful. It's not bad enough that you have full-blown beriberi where you can't get out of bed, but it's bad enough that you just don't feel good enough. You don't feel strong enough. So what we want to understand is that the recommended daily allowances and these amounts that we're supposed to be taking are based on disease states, but we all suffer from subclinical disease states that show up as just getting a cold frequently, or just show up as mild depression, or just show up as blood pressure problems. And this is where we have so much opportunity to take care of ourselves through nutritional supplementation, through taking control back of our health, through not participating in the food system. And that's one of the most important things that nutritional supplementation allows you to do. Once you start supplementing, folks, you will not feel like you need fast food as much. You will will not feel like you need the potato chips once you get on your essential fatty acids. You will not feel like you need the coffee once you get on your B vitamins. You will not feel like you need a blood pressure medicine once you get on vitamin C. Taking nutritional supplements, getting on a nutritional supplement program is the most powerful strategy we have at our disposal from disengaging from the machine, from the state-run monster that's taking control of our lives.
Well, it's just amazing to see all this happening. And there are famous cases of remote tribes in South America and Africa, also in Asia, who are ignorant and don't know, who have the big, giant, swollen necks because they're not getting any iodine. Are you familiar with those cases?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just 12.5 milligrams of iodine a day, and you don't have to have goiter, even less. Even less than that. Get yourself on a good iodine supplement or get yourself on a good ocean supplement, seaweed supplement. There's so many ways that we can participate in a nutritional supplement program to avoid confronting this horrible health crisis that we confront. There's $2.5 trillion a year spent on health in this country. It's 15% of the gross domestic product. And how healthy are we for all of that? A nutritional supplement program is the cheapest insurance program you could ever be on.
Well, again, the system knows this. They understand this. I mean, you read the medical books from 100 years ago, the veterinary books. They all knew that. And you know, so much of the wives' tales about vitamins, you know, certain plants for certain sicknesses, you know, giving people trace minerals and elements that they need. What's different about the tangy tangerine? All these products are at InfoWarsTeam.com. It's Ted and Michael Zwirling that got me into this. Ted, what are some of the other products, the fatty acids that you got your dad on as well? And then I want pharmacist Ben Fuchs to describe what those fatty acids are doing in the brain.
Well, the weird part about it is that my mom has to clear everything through the doctor first. So something as simple as essential fatty acids, I feel like I have to get clearance to see the president or something like that. I mean, but the EFAs I take, my dad will be taking them. I mean, it's just so good for your skin, for your brain. I mean, Ben can talk about the benefits of EFAs. I take this stuff called OsteoFX. That's just, it's like a magnesium calcium drink. I mean, I don't feel like my knees hurt anymore. I mean, when the doctor tried to push my leg back to my butt when I was laying on my belly, and it just, you know, I was such pain, it just had to scream, you know. And he said, look, you got to do these stretches and we're going to shoot you up with cortisone and then eventually maybe some arthroscopic surgery and eventually cutting your knee out and replacing it. That was my future. This is what the medical industry is telling me I need to do.
And all the cortisone would have done was mask the inflammation that was the sign of the underlying problem. Correct, pharmacist Ben Fuchs?
Oh, worse than mask it, it would shut it down. Inflammation is your body's main protective mechanism from injury, and cortisone shuts it down. Cortisol shut down your body's immune system as well. So the main medical strategies for handling these things not only mask symptomology, they shut down the body's defensive mechanisms. And the real tragedy of the whole thing is that simple nutritional supplementation many times is all you need. And nothing exemplifies that more than this story with essential fatty acids. If you had to pick the single most important nutritional deficiency that we suffer from in this country, I would tell you, and it's a tough call because we suffer from a lot of them, I would tell you the single most important and critical is essential fatty acids. These substances are so vital. Number one, they're not in it. They're hard to get in any foods. Number two, your hormone system depends on them. They are the precursors to something called master hormones. If you're a biochemist, you'll call them eicosanoids. And these master hormones control the effects of every single hormone in your body, whether that hormone is insulin or whether that hormone is thyroid hormone or whether that hormone is neurotransmitters in the brain. Essential fatty acids allow these precursors, these eicosanoids, to be made at an effective clip so all of the other hormones work better. In fact, one of the first things that women notice when they start taking these EFAs is their menstrual cramps disappear. It takes about 30 days of EFA supplements, and ladies, you know good and well that if you're getting menstrual cramps, you are craving fatty foods at the same time, and that's the body's cry for essential fatty acids. That's one of the neat things about these.
Because the body needs it. I hate to compare women to mosquitoes, but it's only the female mosquito in all mosquito species that goes out and sucks blood. It needs it for egg production to produce the larvae, and it's the same thing with mammals. That's why women are craving fatty things, because after they have the menstrual cycle, the body needs to basically grow the next crop of the system inside the uterus for the embryo to implant in, and so they're needing fat, they're needing protein.
The point is, once you start taking these essential fatty acids, you don't crave fatty foods anymore. You can actually get to a point where you will not want French fries, because the beautiful thing about the human body is, once you give it the good stuff, it will automatically take you away from the bad stuff. Like with protein. Once you start getting enough protein, you will actually be able to wean yourself off comfortably from bread and pasta and refined carbohydrates and sugar that we know are the bane of Western civilization. Once you start getting enough protein, and that's why I like these protein powders, by the way.
Okay, what about the woman's FX 32-ounce system that's at InfoWarsTeam.com? And when people are checking these out, name the specific products they want to zero in on.
You want to zero in on the Suzanne Summer Shake or on the Nature's Way to make sure you're getting your protein. You want to make sure you're getting that ultimate EFA that's part of the Alex Pack. In fact, as I was saying, it's tough to single out the most critical nutritional supplement you need to be on. But I'll tell you what, folks, a strong case could be made for essential fatty acids, because every single cell in the body depends on them. They're critical for hormone function. They're important for skin health. They're important for brain function. They're important for the circulatory system, and they're critical for the lymphatic system, which we hardly ever hear anybody talking about. But the lymphatic system is your body's immune highway. It's where all the toxins and the white blood cells travel through, and many of us suffer from lymphatic congestion. And rest assured, disease follows lymphatic congestion just as sure as night follows day. And
well, we know that. Dentists know that. With they're reporting more than half the heart attacks are related to infections that come from the vector point of infected gums and the bacteria flora getting in. And so just like you have the inflammation and infection, that's where it's all starting and spreading infection to the arteries.
That's right. And you don't want to shut down inflammation, folks, and you don't want to shut down the immune system. That is one of the silliest strategies in all of medicine, and medicine is filled with silly strategies. But one of the silliest is this idea that if you have arthritis or you have some kind of inflammation in the body, or you have, God forbid, an autoimmune disease, let's give you a little prednisone, one of the most toxic drugs known to man, and shut down your immune system. Folks, if you have an autoimmune problem, I don't care if that's lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes or Addison's disease or Hashimoto's, whatever it is, if you have an autoimmune disease, the dumbest thing you can do is shut down your immune system. The correct strategy is figure out, why is your immune system active? Why is it hyperactive? Eliminate anything that's getting into your body that's triggering that immune system.
All right,
system,
stay there. I want to talk about allergies when we come back, but thank you, Ben Fuchs. Stay with us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson. Final comments straight ahead, but this is so important. InfoWarsTeam.com. If you've got questions, 877-551-1301. 877-551-1301 to call the InfoWarsTeam.com with the longevity line of essential life science products. 877-551-1301 or InfoWarsTeam.com. Big list of fine products. The one I keep hearing all the ranting and raving about is the Tangy Tangerine, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's all up there right now. InfoWarsTeam.com. Stay with us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, InfoWarsTeam.com, is our guest. Degenesis radio host as well. Find out more at GCNlive.com. Obviously, we'll continue to cover more of what's happening with the birth certificate controversy. The latest on Fukushima as the radiation intensifies. Kurt Nemo's got a new article out that we're going to be expanding. Digital artifacts prove Obama birth certificate altered. We're going to add on some of the other, this was put out to create a false debate. Now CBS anchor saying Trump is racist. You see, now you can't criticize Obama or anything he does. I mean, the former head of the Treasury saying you're Al-Qaeda and that half the Congress needs to be rounded up. Bizarre statement on Bloomberg. If you don't raise taxes and give them the debt ceiling raised. I mean, this is insane. They're saying if you don't give them more money and go into more debt, it will cause the default. When they're the ones that engineered it. I mean, they're counting on us being dumb. Just like the medical system, Ben Fuchs, you were trained as a regular big pharmacist. I talk to doctors. They say pharmacists know more about drug interactions than the doctors, because you're the folks that have got your name and your life on the line. If you make a mistake, we look at how toxic these drugs are, and then we see the demonization of minerals and vitamins and all the things they're doing. We see in the Safe Food Act they tried to pass, Codex Alimentarius. It actually says it in there. Tell folks about Codex Alimentarius.
They're trying to control how much nutrition you can get. Even in some, it's already kicking in. In some countries in Europe, you can't get more than 60 or 70 milligrams of vitamin C at a pop. It's about to happen, folks. You know, it almost happened 20 years ago, but everybody made a big stink about it, and now it doesn't seem like people care as much. And I'll tell you what. A government would love to control the amount of nutrition that we get in our body, because that is the final nail in the coffin. Once they control the amount of nutrients that are in our body, it's all over. I follow everything that's going on with the TSA and everything that's going on with the Patriot Act and everything that's going on with the government intrusion in our lives. But I'll tell you, there's nothing more fundamental than the right we have to take nutritional supplementation and to control the foods that we eat. And if we don't participate in a nutritional supplement program and integrate intimately with nutrients in our bodies, it's all over, folks.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I wanted to bring Ted up. I mean, Ted, obviously we're selling and promoting these products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but we sell and promote what we believe in. I've talked to you privately. You weren't even talking about coming on air. I twisted your arm to do it. I mean, you literally are like an acolyte supporter now of the Youngevity products.
I am, Alex. I was skeptical. I'm not a vitamin mineral guy. I've known nothing about nutrition. I mean, I've always been focused on killing the Federal Reserve System and improving your show and making this thing grow to something big. But I've never paid attention to my own health, which was drifting away. I just thought I was getting old. It would be something I'd have to put up with. And then Zwirling got me hooked up, and I tried this stuff, and I can't believe. I mean, I was taking glucosamine and chondroitin for 5 years, and I didn't improve my knee problem until I started taking the mineral drink, the Tangy Tangerine. It's like it was a cofactor that had to be added to it, and then all of a sudden, my left knee, which I was limping around on, I had actually lifted.
Absolutely. Well, Ted, thank you for joining us. We're flat out of time. Finishing up with Ben Fuchs. Ben, briefly, what is the difference between the mineral cocktail that's in a Beyond Tangy Tangerine and some, $20 bottle you get put out by Big Pharma at the grocery store?
Minerals are very interesting because they come in different forms. If you look at the periodic table, you see 92 or so elements on the periodic table. What they don't show you is each one of those elements comes in a different format. The minerals that you're getting in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine are in a format that's called colloidal. And this means, simply put, that they have a certain electrical activity that makes them non-toxic and makes them readily available to cells.
But also reading, it's a particular way they're getting these vitamins, too. These are plant-derived.
They're plant-derived. What happened over millions of years, plants convert rocks, stones from the earth into usable minerals. As those plants die off, they leave the minerals behind. You can scoop those minerals up today, and you can put them in a liquid drink, and instead of sinking like stones, they'll
actually suspend. Stay there. Five more minutes. InfoWarsTeam.com. You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? Are you on? Big news up at prisonplanet.com. It's not on InfoWars.com yet. Rand Paul demands to see original long-form certificate of Trump's Republican credentials. Senator draws on farce of birther distraction to make a very serious point. And I want to say this. This birther thing, the way it's been positioned, is a farce. Compared to Obama's real actions and the things that he's done that are unconstitutional, the lies he's told, the Wall Street selling out, the GE corruption, the socialist health care, the waivers, it is a distraction because you can never prove it one way or the other. All I'm saying is we've blown up this birth certificate and looked at it, and it's got artifacts that are all wild in the background and then not on the areas that have been changed, showing that they've put new high-res things in. And the fonts don't match. It's obviously been manipulated. Does that make it a forgery? I guess so. I mean, what else do you call it? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And we put out one video last night, only scratching the surface. I'm going to try to put another video out going over all the other anomalies because we've gotten into covering this. I don't know where he was really born. All I know is They said the old certificate was a certificate. There was no long form. And now they released this long form, and it looks as fake as a $3 bill. Going back for just three final minutes we've got left here with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Pharmacist, again, I've just told people, well, check out InfoWarsTeam.com and try some of the products out. And if it doesn't give them benefits, then they can, they didn't have mineral deficiencies. Because from my research, mineral deficiencies and vitamin deficiencies and cofactor deficiencies are so important. Speak to that and then talk about what else is in things like the tangy tangerine and why it's got 90 plus instead of 40 plus. Why it has more things in it than the government says you need.
Alex, there's no way you're not going to notice a difference on this. We are so starving. We're so missing basic nutrients. If you're not on a nutritional supplement program, as soon as you do a shot of this Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you will notice a difference because it's liquid nutrients and it goes right to work. And the fact that these minerals are in a colloidal form, that means that they are electrically active. As I was saying before we went to the break, plants have an ability to take rocks from the earth and turn them into electrically active minerals. That's why vegetables are so important, among other reasons. Well, as these vegetables and plants died off millions of years ago, this whole part of the world was filled with swamps. As these swamps died off, what they left behind were these electrically active minerals. And when you scoop these minerals up and you put them in water, you revivify them. You bring them back to life. And the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Classic and the Tangy Tangerine products are so wonderful because they're loaded with these colloidal minerals. And when you put them in a liquid, you electrically activate them. You're literally drinking electrical energy. In addition, you're getting your amino acids and you're getting your vitamins. You're getting all 88 of your 88 nutrients. You need 90 nutrients. You need amino acids. You need vitamins. You need minerals. And you need your three essential fatty acids. And that's why that Alex pack is so cool. It's got your EFAs. It's got your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And it's got the OsteoFX. And folks, it's the cheapest insurance program you'll ever go on. Most people notice results in 30 days.
Well, I know Ted's raving. My wife's raving. His dad was really fading off and couldn't even basically operate, according to Ted. And now Ted's just blown away, and he's trying to get him on all of it, but they've got to check with the doctor, and hopefully he'll approve the evil vitamins and minerals, the rest of them. But very important. Let's put it back on screen so I can give folks the number. It's InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301 if you want to ask any questions. Get a discount when you sign up to be a distributor, when you go to Costco, you get a membership. Or you can just buy the stuff there. That's what I'm doing, buying it, giving it to family, and then they're liking it and getting on board. Got some family I've given it to who just won't even try it. Kind of like I've got family that won't buy gold and silver, even when I told them to get it at $300 and it was $500 and then $800 and $1,000, but... InfoWarsTeam.com. Ben Fuchs, your show's right before mine at GCNLive.com, 10 a.m. every morning. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again. You bet. Thank you. Coming up, I get into the whole birth certificate situation, the economy, and a lot more in retransmission. See you back live tomorrow with a jam-packed broadcast, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew. We'll be right back.